Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 21 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon project, To Think Before We Speak. In this section, the Chafetz Chaim focuses on the value of life and the value of every moment such that it should be used correctly. The Chafetz Chaim points out that generally, if a person has time available, he is supposed to be using it constructively, in particular for the study of Torah, or we might say for the promotion of Torah values. If a person is engaged in some sort of endeavor of a Torah nature, then the Chafetz Chaim writes, She'orei zmanim, the general time of a person, Yotzei ha'odam naki mizeh ha'avon, a person can actually come out clean of judgment as to why they weren't learning Torah during that time. Avur she'osak beparsan nasaso, because he was endeavored in a mitzvah occupation to make an honest living. O shemechashev b'ra'ayonav, or he was simply thinking about his different endeavors. Be'eza ofan lahasik es mechyaso, regarding what strategy he should use to make an honest living. But otherwise, a person is supposed to be studying Torah, or we can extend it to do other mitzvahs, and there's actually a very clear judgment against the person as to why they were wasting time. Therefore, the Chafetz Chaim writes, Be'esh shemesaper lashon hara o rechilus, when a person is talking Lashon Hara, or similar type of disparaging remarks, Mato Elas Yagialo, what value does this have? It's a total waste of time. Now, this statement of the Chafetz Chaim is extremely profound, because sometimes when a person speaks Lashon Hara or Rechilus, they feel that they're somehow getting it off their chest, or they think that by knocking the other person down, they're going to feel better. And it's an illusion. That's not how a person feels better. That's not how you promote self-esteem by knocking someone else down. And it's not how you detox from a painful situation by speaking Lashon Hara. We've discussed, sometimes one can speak constructively in trying to get over a challenge of their life. But we've discussed how the tone of such a conversation is very different. It's, please help me. I'm having trouble. I know it shouldn't bother me that the other person has a lot of success, but I'm having trouble. This is what I'm having trouble with. And a person can definitely talk constructively and usefully. But if they're truly speaking Lashon Hara, they're unleashing negativity. It's not relaxing, it's not detoxing, and it really doesn't have a justification. And the Chafetz Chaim's emphasis here is that every moment of life counts, and Lashon Hara is a tremendous loss for Torah. Chafetz Chaim emphasizes a concept that he discusses in many of his Sfarim, Afim hu ish she'eino lamden, even if we're dealing with a person who's not particularly learned, he could learn the holy books if they've been rendered into the local language, in our case, English. A person is capable of learning Torah during this time. And of course, if a person needs relaxation time, if a person needs business time, a person needs family time, but Lashon Hara doesn't qualify for any of this. It doesn't promote any of the Jewish values, and therefore there's a judgment on the time that was wasted. There's a famous statement from the Vilna Gaon, which the Chafetz Chaim quotes, Mahu din umahu cheshbon. In the tradition from Chazal, we're told that a person will have to give a din, a judgment, and a cheshbon, a calculation, on the way they spent their lives. So din, the judgment, that's the time itself. What happened? Were you doing a mitzvah? Were you doing an avera? But cheshbon, the calculation, is mechashvim imo. They make a calculation during the time that you were doing the avera, such as lashon hara. How many mitzvahs could you have been doing? And that too is held against the person. For example, im lomed perek. If a person learns one chapter, kamameos mitzvos. How many hundreds of mitzvahs a person gets? Because the Chafetz Chaim maintains, you get a mitzvah for every teva, every word of Limud HaTorah. And finally, in the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim observes that there are some mitzvahs that are calculated by once a day. Lulav, you do it once a day. But over here, the mitzvah, or the prohibition, is al kol rega verega, on every moment. And therefore, Torah study can accumulate on every moment. Lashon hara, as a negative, can accumulate on every moment that a person's involved with it. And therefore, the contrast is excessively stark, because the person who's speaking lashon hara is, number one, accumulating for bad, and is also losing tremendous Torah opportunity. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.